And we talked last hour about a program we air here on Spirit Catholic Radio, which is Family Theater Classic Radio. This episode's produced back in the 1940s.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I picked about six or seven discs at random.
Okay.
Flight from Home, hosted by Jimmy Stewart.
All right.
Starring Loretta Young and Don Ameche.
Oh, Don Ameche.
Don Ameche.
Yeah. Nice mustache, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We've got No Night Too Dark, produced in 1947, starring Walter Brennan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Walter Brennan. Brennan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Real McCoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, yep, yep. Jay Smith and Wife, hosted by Dana Andrews, starring Bing Crosby and Irene Dunne.
Wow. Oh, Irene Dunne. I love her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever see I Remember Mama?
No.
Oh.
I Give You Maggie, starring, what was it called?
I Remember Mama.
No.
It was a beautiful film.
I'm sure it was some wonderful films.
Barbara Bel Geddes was in it.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw her at the
she
mall the other
daughter.
Day.
Oh, get out of here.
Van Heflin.
Van Heflin.
A hunk.
Sure.
He was Shane. A hunk before hunks.
Yeah.
That's right. He was in Shame. He
I Give You
Dad.
I Give You Maggie. That's the name of that one.
Right.
Robert Young. Dr. Marcus Welby, MD.
Yeah.
Let us remember that back in 1947. Jane Wyatt.
Oh, yeah.
Jane Wyatt, sure. She mm-hmm. was, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She was with Robert Young, and they both were the Father Knows Best.
Yes. And finally,
see,
God.
I know that stuff.
The title, God and a Red Scooter, hosted by Gary Cooper.
Ooh.
Oh, I knew.
Starring Jane Wyman.
Jane Wyman. Oh, yes. Johnny Belinda is one of my favorite movies. See, there is a challenging
James
movie.
Craig. You know that guy?
James Craig. Yeah. Don't know James Craig.
Okay. All right. Well, that's just an example of the star power that we bring to you on Family.
And the only reason I know a lot of those 1950s television shows because I watched them in reruns as I was growing up in the late 60s and early 70s.
I got you. Yep. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
I didn't watch it as their first run shows. Oh, I'm so vain.
Well, here we go.
Relive the golden age of radio. Tune into Family Theater Radio Classics, 3:30 weekday afternoons and Sunday afternoons at 12:30 on Spirit Catholic Radio, KVSS. Catholic radio for the Christian community.
There you go.
Craig sounded a little like me on that one.
Yeah.
He sounded a little hoarse.
Yeah.
I'm battling a virus and Blue Jay basketball games. I'm trying to get better.
I still think we should put on a show.
You got it.
All right.
And we'll have it hosted by Father Scott Courtney.
It'll be like High School Musical.
Yeah.
He could get into it. I could see that.
Right.
Put on a show. Yeah, we should. You have to write. Who's going to write it?
You are.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Your idea.
Somebody come
your
up with
writing.
A script, and then we'll
put it. I only write poems for Holes in One.
And so. For T. Scott.
Let's do a story about...
25 years married, never got a poem. You get a Hole in One, T. Scott, and you get a poem.
Yeah, that was a long time ago in a galaxy thing. Far, far away.
It was just a couple months ago.
Let's do a show about three wacky characters that... Host a morning show at a small radio station.
Trying to get to heaven.
That battles, that's right, trying to get to heaven and battle...
Evil.
Evil in the forms of computers that lock up and telephone lines that go down and...
Culture.
But with the help of grace and some holy water and...
That's right.
That's right.
Belief in the saints.
An engineer and a good IT guy.
Angels and guardian angels.
Right.
And a strong, unabiding faith in the salvation
and
of our Lord and Savior
wise,
Jesus Christ.
That's wow. right. And the help and guidance of a beautifully warm, loving, kind man who's wiser than all of us combined, Monsignor Peter Dunn.
Sure.
He gets us there. He comes in at the end with the words of wisdom.
Who's going to play Monsignor Dunn?
Mm. Oh, that's good.
That is, that's a legitimate...
Well, first I would say Monsignor Peter Dunn.
Yeah, we'll have to work on the casting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who would play Chris?
Lionel Barrymore.
Ooh.
What? Ooh.
No, you
Spencer
don't want Lionel
Tracy.
Barrymore playing
Spencer
you.
Spencer Tracy could play. Well, he's not...
He could play a young Monsignor Dunn.
Yeah. No, well, yeah, but...
And those...
Spencer
I'm gonna work on
right.
maybe what's tomorrow Friday.
Well, a dream cast. Okay, now we're talking about the dream cast. Who'd play me, Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah, you know what?
People confuse
that's
us
who,
all the time.
That's exactly who I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. They confuse us.
Yeah.
But
we can get Patrick Stewart to play T. Scott.
Joan Crawford.
Patrick Stewart. What?
Oh.
What?
I'm just kidding. I just said
kidding.
That. I was.
Irene Dunne can play me.
You do look
Irene Dunne.
You do look a little like Michelle Pfeiffer.
She does.
As I look at you through the window and underneath the tape player.
With
you reflected off the glass and bounced over the ceiling.
Yeah. Refracted light.
Okay.
Now, now Chris is giving Bruce a dirty look.
Valentine's Day is coming up. We've been married for 25 years. You write him a poem because he gets a hold of one. Never wrote me a poem. And now you're...
No, but I've watched Pride and Prejudice with you 45 times and never once with T. Scott.
Yeah, and you always say I'm not Elizabeth Bennet. You say I'm Mrs. Bennet.
Well, we just assume the characters.
The shoe fits.
Oh, flutterings. Spasms and flutterings.
Mr. Bennet, come right now.
I think Irene, Brenda Blethyn could play me,
yeah,
I guess.
I suppose.
Or Irene Dunne. Oh, I wouldn't presume to think Loretta Young.
Do we get to pick who plays us?
We could. Yeah, we'll give it some thought.
We should let each
Grace
other.
Grace Kelly!
We'll let each other
I want
pick.
Grace Kelly to play me.
Grace Kelly. Princess Grace of Monaco?
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking Dreamcast.
Shirley Temple.
What?
As a young Chris McGregor.
What? Stop.
As a young Chris McGregor.
Stop. No.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
That was
That's right.
And that was a bunch of kids.
Oh, that was, she was in, what was she, Little Orphan Annie?
What?
Shirley Temple.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Good
Ship Lollipop. That's what Shirley Temple sang, right?
You know, actually, June Allison. I think I could be June Allison. Yeah.
Give us a little Good Ship Lollipop.
I don't know. I never watched those. I never watched those. See, June Allison, I love June Allison movies.
If he's still around, whoever the guy was that played Lurch on The Addams Family, that's mine.
Ooh, I don't know him.
Huh?
No.
No.
Oh,
no.
No.
You're more like Jimmy Stewart.
No. Jimmy Stewart.
Mm, yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting.
And T. Scott could be Peter Lorre.
I don't... What?
I love that. What?
What? Peter Lorre.
Peter Lorre, did you ever see...
Master.
Well, that's Igor.
How about
Peter Lorre?
Peter Lorre was Igor, wasn't he?
No.
What about Jimmy Cagney?
He was in Maltese Falcon.
Yeah, she?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the only thing I can do for Jimmy Cagney.
No, that's not Jimmy. Wait, was that Jimmy Cagney?
Yeah, sure was. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Sure it is.
Just don't punch me in the face with a grapefruit.
Or a cat with a cold. I'm not sure what that is.
There you go.
Yankee Doodle Danny. I know Monsignor is having fun with this conversation.
We need to get out.
We do. We need to
move on. What's coming on?
June Allison. I want June Allison.
June Allison up next on Spirit Morning.
We have Casey Luskin coming in.
Okay.
To talk about Darwinism and evolution and...
Today being,
academic
of course,
Freedom Day.
Yeah, today was the birthday of not only Abraham Lincoln, which I'm sure you'll hear so many in, but also of Charles Darwin. And his legacy we have a lot to talk about, and especially about academic freedom.
On that, in that same vein, actually, there's a AP story up that a recent poll, 63% of Americans reject Darwin's theory.
Yeah,
there's a lot of holes in it. I mean, the church does not teach us that evolution is completely out, but Darwin's process of evolution is what's called into question. It's had ramifications throughout the last 200 years.
Mm-hmm. Particularly in academia.
Well, in academia, but also social. I mean, just Margaret Sanger, read her writings. Yeesh, you know, and some of it's had all kinds of implications. So today we're gonna talk a little bit about this with Casey Luskin.
Sounds good to me.
June Allison, yeah.
We're going to wrap it up?
We're ready to go.
Okay.
Bruce says enough.
Bruce is giving the whirly bird signal.
Yeah. Let's wrap it up.
Break.